98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Joe Marcinek. He is bringing his Dead Funk Summit to the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz this Thursday, August 8th. And I am so excited you're coming to town. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me on.
It's going super well. Yeah, so I've been trying to explain the magic of what you do to my listeners, but can you kind of, in your own words, tell me a little bit about what your live show is like?
Yeah, so it's really fun because I don't have a set lineup of players. So every weekend I'll put together a different cast of musicians anywhere I go in the country, and we kind of just go for it, and, you know, makes every night special. So we do a few of my original songs, and then some classics like Grateful Dead or Meters or Allmans or something like that. So for this show, it's called the Dead Funk Summit. It started as when I got to play with George Porter Jr. from the Meters and Melvin Seals, who was Jerry Garcia's longtime organ player. So the Dead and the Funk coming together, that's the Summit. So then after playing with those guys, and we did an album that released last year, I kind of started doing these super shows where I would just start inviting, you know, all my friends basically to each show and,
yeah,
and making them really big and special. So that's what we'll be doing Thursday at the Lemon Squeeze.
Yeah, that is such a unique, like, I want to say business model for a touring musician, to just like connect with people, you know, make friends with all of the best musicians in every region of the country, and then just consistently tour yourself and not have to like have the headache of pulling together the same band and, you know, getting everybody to commit, because you've just got people who can hop up on stage with you wherever you go.
Oh yeah, it keeps it really exciting, and everyone's really into it every night. A lot of times you'll have a band who's been playing for a little while, and they'll start to kind of go through the motions or take a night off, and with this concept it's impossible because most people sometimes have never even met or played together before, so it's like you're kind of on your toes the whole night, and I think the audience can feel that and feel that excitement that everyone's sharing about the music.
Yeah, just really incredible players who love what they do and love the songs that they're playing and are just having a blast like interpreting them together.
Exactly. Yeah, so last year we were around this time, it might have been a little later in August, we came through the Bearsville and played with you guys in Cold Flavor Repair, and it was like Dennis Chambers was on drums, Jesus Molina was on keyboards, Jason Hand from the String Cheese was there, and just like this incredible super jam. So it's exciting to be able to be coming back almost a year later.
Yeah, so we've got, of course, we've got to get Dave Chapman and Andy Gladding in there, and we've got Guthrie Lord of the Big Takeover, and who else are you bringing in?
So Jeff Lloyd from the Heavy Pets will be coming out to play guitar, Aaron Johnson from the Brazilian Girls on drums, and my good buddy Steve Mullitz, the longtime Particle and Phil Lesh and Friends keyboard player.
Fantastic. Are they all local, all those guys?
Within the New York area, I know Steve and Brad are in the city. I believe Aaron's local, and Jeff's, he's probably like a half an hour to 45 minutes away. He's not too far either.
Yeah. I feel like the Hudson Valley's got to be a good zone for you. Like, there's so many great musicians here.
Oh, it's truly unbelievable. I just did the Roots Rock Revival Camp last week up in Big Indian, and just meeting so many amazing musicians and students there, like these kids that are under, you know, 21 or 18, and just like amazing players. So just had to throw a quick shout out to the Roots Family Revival, and that was just awesome. So stoked to be getting back so soon.
Yeah. Tell me about the album. I think it's a little unusual for you to put out a studio album, right?
No, it's actually been, it's unusual to transfer the concept to the studio, but my last album was my ninth record that's come out of all original music, so I've got a few of them out now.
Yeah.
We did the Dead Funk Summit last year, like I said, that was with George Porter and Melvin Seals, and then just this past May, I released a new record called One River Street that I actually recorded not too far away in Western Mass with Alan Evans, the drummer from Soul Live.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a really cool record come out, and it actually debuted at number one on the Relics Radio Jam Band charts. So
that was
pretty wild.
Yeah, congratulations.
Being above, like, Fish and Widespread Panic, it was just like, what is going on?
Yeah, that feels huge.
Yeah, it was a rather surreal moment, I could tell you that.
Joe Marcinek is my guest. He's playing on Thursday night this week, August 8th, at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, which is such a great place to go and see live music, and a really like intimate venue to see, you know, a show like this that's going to be truly face melting. Like, I want to emphasize to people like what good playing you're going to see when you go out on Thursday. Is it so you said you got some originals mixed in? Do you send the guys who are going to come in and sit in with you that night a set list at all, or tell them to familiarize themselves with anything, or are you just kind of like, okay, here's the charts, let's go?
Yeah, usually I'll send a handful of my tunes, and then, you know, just some covers that we're thinking of all doing. But there's always kind of room for last minute surprises, or if someone's got an idea, or a lot of times we'll just be playing a song and then kind of find our way into another song, and then it's like, off we go. And I know, especially with Andy coming out, you know, that guy knows a million songs, so I'm sure he'll just call something random, probably a Steely Dan song, and we'll be off to the races.
Andy's good for that and his little hand signals.
Oh, yeah, and Chapman as well. So, like, you know, Dave's got a wealth of stuff, too. So just a big shout-out to those guys. I know they just did the Flavor Fest. Were you out there for that?
No, I had I think I was working a wedding or I was on vacation or something this year. But, yeah, it was the first year in many years that I haven't been at Flavor Fest. I was very sad.
Yeah, it's always a great time. And just, yeah, Andy's been so good to me over the years. We had the funniest story of how we met. He was driving through Florida listening to the local radio, which we always do, and he just called in thinking it was a pre-recorded interview, and I happened to be in the studio at the time. So he was like, oh, let me get your email, I'll send you the album. And then he was like, are you going to be in New Orleans for Jazz Fest? And I'm like, yeah. So then we met down there. Turns out he's a keyboard player, and then we started playing gigs together.
That is like the perfect example of like, you never know until you ask.
Exactly. You know, and then through Andy met his whole extended musical world, and that's how we got in touch with Dave, and Dave, you know, was really instrumental in helping us get into the Lemon Squeeze and doing the show over there. So big shout out to Dave for all his help as well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that whole philosophy of like, you never know till you ask, that's kind of how you operate, right? Like, that's kind of, is that sort of how you've made the connections you've made all over the country?
Yeah, I mean, over 10 years ago, I just sent a random email to Bernie Worrell, and he happened to be free for the festival I was trying to get him at, and so we flew him out and ended up doing almost 10 shows together, and he recorded what turned out to be his last ever recording before he passed. And yeah, it was just like unbelievable that would happen. And so once it happens once, you're like, well, if I worked one time, why not, let's try it again. And yeah, it's led to all these unbelievable collaborations throughout the years.
Yeah, really some incredible collaborations. I can't emphasize enough, don't miss this show while it's in town. That's Joe Marcinek's Dead Funk Summit this Thursday night, August 8th at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. I think it's like $10 or something. Like, this couldn't be a better opportunity to go and see some truly mind-blowing music this Thursday. Joe, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Yeah, I really appreciate you and appreciate everyone listening, and keep supporting all the great original music out there.